Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, I began a message entitled Labor to Rest. And that is taken from the admonition found in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 11, where the writer is saying he gives this very strange contradiction in meanings, labor associated with work and effort, and rest, which is just the opposite. And so yesterday, as we laid a foundation, we were looking at the fact that we need, even Jesus demonstrated when he was on this earth, not only in his own life, there were times he had to just withdraw and go to a place of solitude where he could be alone and pray to the Father and seek the Father's will. And also, we find in Mark, the 6th chapter, he spoke to his disciples and he said, come apart into a desert place, rest a while, because they were so inundated with the needs of the multitudes that they didn't even have time to eat, let alone rest. And so there's a demonstration in the life of Jesus as well as the apostles that there was a necessity in the lives which they were living at that time, and it's so much more true today when we have a multitude of things to distract us, to take our time, to take our energies, to divert us from that place of rest. What God wants for each one of us is a place in the spirit, our soul, to be totally at rest. And that doesn't mean inactivity. It just doesn't mean sitting around, well, I'm just waiting on God. No, it is a time that is set aside. And we should take that time every day, even if it's brief, to be in prayer, to be with the Lord, to be in His Word, so that we can have His direction, His strength, His peace for whatever challenges that day would present to us, regardless of our age, the season of our lives, what times we're living in. This is something that is essential. And as I shared yesterday, it was very obvious that this just wasn't a command of one of the Ten Commandments. It wasn't something he was demonstrating in his life or recommending to the disciples they needed to do. God himself, after 6 days of creation, rested on the seventh day and sanctified. So obviously he wasn't resting because he was tired. He was demonstrating a divine principle. And that is probably what heaven is. It's a beautiful intercourse, if you will, of meaningful and pleasant activity with divine rest and meditation. They're never agitated. They don't experience the things we do on this earth because there's no darkness or sin there. But for us that remain, we have to hear what the Word of God has to say. So rest does not mean inactivity or uselessness. For example, if we go somewhere as a passenger in an automobile, we are, if the driver's good, we're at rest. We're not having to use our attention, our faculties in vision or in driving to make the car move. You are simply a passenger and you are resting. And that's true if we're in an airplane, right? We are resting, trusting on the expertise and experience of the pilot to safely get us to our destination. So we're being carried along, but we are at rest. And so just as, maybe those aren't the best examples, but even though we are living productive lives as Christians, trustingly, hopefully, yet there is a rest to the peace of God. It doesn't mean inactivity, although there could be seasons of that. That is important, not only in our daily life, but also seasons where you could call it a vacation or a time of fasting and prayer where you can kind of separate yourself from the day-to-day responsibilities and activities that are a part of your life. So why is it so important? Because when we rest in Christ, we are growing in grace and asking Him as we wait before Him to be filled with His fullness, just as a branch grows and is fruitful by resting in the vine. Do you remember those examples, that parable Jesus gave? I'm the vine, you are the branches. We can't do anything of ourselves, but if we are joined to Him, the branch can remain fruitful. And that is important to have that kind of deep dependence and relationship with the Lord, because the branch doesn't have to struggle. Oh, I need to bear fruit. I'm going to work really hard to bear it. It's a position of rest that there's fruit is a natural result of just being connected to the vine. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell us. If we're connected with Him by that deep rest that we have as a saved child of God, where the Spirit of God dwells within us, and that's obtaining by faith all the things that God has meant for us. He doesn't want us to be agitated. He doesn't want us to be torn up or indecisive. There is a rest to the people of God, and that's what He has for us. And so the branch just very naturally, if it abides, if my words abide in you, that's what Jesus was saying, you will bear much fruit. So let me now read some of the words of Jesus found in the 11th chapter of Matthew, and I'm going to read verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. There's a requirement there. We need to learn about Jesus. What did He do? Well, we've just been demonstrating on this very principle that He spent time with the Father. He did that consistently and regularly. And verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So often, I don't know about you, but we can get so caught up with the things of this world, trying to deal with issues, trying to deal with situations, that we can just be borne down. And the fact is, the yoke that Jesus gives us is easy and light, and it's a positional one. If we get out from under His yoke, then things can get really heavy and hard and trying, but that's not God's will for us. These few verses that I just shared are one of the most loved quotations, if you will, of the Lord. His yoke is easy, His burden is light, and it's invitational. He's saying, come unto me. There's nothing lovelier than that, that invitation. If you come to me, then I'm not going to cast you out, but I will, if you allow me, put my yoke upon you. And that yoke is not for performance. The yoke is for rest and doing. It's like a yoke of oxen. They are going where whoever is in the cart behind it is directing them. And so that's God's plan for us. And as we go now a little bit further and deeper into this understanding of the rest that God has for us, there are two distinct rests that are referred to in Scripture. Those who can read Greek declare there are two distinct words rendered in our English Bible by the one word, rest. The first is a verb, the second is a noun. The first, the verb, if you will, is a temporary rest, one that has the understanding of just a moment of pausing, continuing on in the journey. And the second stands for a more durable and lasting rest. The first, if you will, is a rest to the conscience, and the second is a rest to the soul. And also, as we consider this subject of rest, there's a rest that is given to us, and there's a rest that is found. Let me take some time to explain that. There's a rest that's given. We just shared that scripture. Jesus gave an invitation, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, come. That's one of the sweetest words in the Bible, an invitation from the Lord to come to him. He doesn't turn any away. There's none too wicked. There's no sin too evil that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse us from, wash us from. And the very first mention of come in the Bible is found in Genesis 7:1. And this is a conversation of the Lord speaking to Noah. He was, of course, ready to judge the world because of the wickedness and perverseness that had occurred, that all flesh had corrupted itself, the Lord said. But Noah was perfect in his generation. So he said to Noah, come, thou and all thine house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous in this generation. And then the last mention of come is found in Revelation 22:17. Again, that's a free invitation for God's free gift of salvation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take freely of the water of life. Praise God. Well, we're going to look at a rest that is found. We'll pick that up on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you're feeling harried and oppressed and just overwhelmed, we all can feel that way at times if we're not careful, because the enemy works to keep us distracted and worn out. I invite you to write, share your needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family, and am just asking God for an outpouring of his strength in your life, as well as your ability to enter into his rest. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.